I'm happy to be with you once again and delighted to have you in our presence. I'm glad to see you. Encourage you to get your Bible and come with me to the book of Judges for just a few moments. In the book of Judges, chapter 7, and in verse 17, one of the great judges of Israel, a man by the name of Gideon, said, "Look on me and do likewise. As I do, so shall ye do." Thus springs from this text the topic of our discussion. Do like Gideon. If you'd been Gideon, would you have said, "Look on me and do likewise"? Gideon and his delivering Israel from the hand of the Midianites takes place during a difficult time in the history of God's people. It could be summed up in these words: a time when every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Judges 21 and verse 25. There's a cycle that's repeated throughout the book of Judges. The Lord's people would go astray into idolatry. God let other nations enslave them. They would cry to the Lord, and God would send a judge. To get a good overview of that, just read Judges chapter 2, verses 11 through 19. You'd be informed of the children of Israel forsaking the Lord, the anger of the Lord being hot against them and delivering them into the hands of spoilers. They were greatly distressed, and in their distress they'd cry to the Lord, and the Lord would raise up judges. Yet they'd not hearken unto their judges, but quickly would turn out of the way which their fathers walked in, obeying the commandments of the Lord, but they did not so. In the book of Judges, chapter 6, we find the children of Israel did evil once again in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years, and the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. And because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them the dens which are in the mountains and caves and strongholds. And so it was when Israel had sown that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites and the children of the east, even they came up against them, and they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth, till thou come unto Gaza, and left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep nor ox nor ass. For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude, for both they and their camels were without number. And they entered into the land to destroy it. And Israel was greatly impoverished because the Midianites and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. That's Judges 6, 1 through 6. The Lord heard their cry and raised up Gideon to bring deliverance to his people. There are several outstanding qualities that are exhibited in this judge that I'd like for us to call attention today. When he said, "Do as I do," the first thing I want you to think about, as you look to the life of Gideon and you do as Gideon, is in the book of Judges chapter 6 and verse 11. When there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah, and pertained unto Joash the Abrazite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midian. Nights. When you think about this idea of doing like Gideon, I suggest to you that we need to work for the things that we need. I am first impressed with the fact that Gideon was found threshing wheat. If you'd been Gideon, would you have been found threshing wheat by the wine press? Or would you have been too lazy to do that? This wheat was of value because, as you go back to verse 4, when the Midianites encamped against the Lord's people, the Bible says they left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep nor ox nor ass. And according to verse 6, Israel is greatly impoverished because of the Midianites. That's why you find Gideon in verse 11. It says, threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. But I'm impressed with the fact that here's a man who is threshing wheat. You know, the Bible teaches us to work with our hands. And so when I look to Gideon, as he said, look on me and do likewise, I need to work with my hands the thing which is good. As Paul said in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 28, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Sometimes we need, some others need, and we're not able to help them in time of need because of not working with our hands. In Proverbs 6:6 it is written, go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. What can I learn from an ant? He said, which having no guide, overseer, ruler, provideth her meat in the summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest. And so, when I look to Gideon, to do like Gideon, I learn to work with my hands. A second thing, as I look to Gideon, do like Gideon, I learn to be a person of humility. In the book of Judges, chapter 6, when the Lord called Gideon to save his people, in verse 14 it says, the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? Look at his attitude. He said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. Judges 6:15. That's an expression of humility, isn't it? When he considered himself to be the least in his father's house. A lot of people would have considered themselves to be the greatest. Not this man. He said the least. Reminds me of the attitude of Paul. As he said in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 9, I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle. That's humility, isn't it? Like when he wrote the church at Ephesus, in Ephesians chapter 3, he said in verse 8, unto me who am less than the least of all saints is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. When I look to Gideon, to do like Gideon, I learn to do things with humility. Like Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5 and 6, be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Another thing I learn as I look on Gideon and do likewise, not just to work with my hands, and to do things with humility. I learn to be obedient. In Judges chapter 6, in verse 19, Gideon went in and made ready a kid and unleavened cakes of an ephah flour. The flesh he put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot and brought it out unto him under the oak and presented it. And the angel of God said unto him, take the flesh and the unleavened cakes and lay them upon this rock and pour out the broth. I want you to underscore, at least call your attention to, the last four words that express the obedience of this great judge. The Bible says, and he did so. You can't look on Gideon and do like Gideon and not do what the Lord says. Here's an example of a man who did what the Lord said to do. Most people have not learned that yet. Have not learned the importance of doing what the Lord says do. As you read down in this story in verse 25, it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, take thy father's young bullock, even the second bullock of 7 years old, and throw down the altar of Baal that thy father hath, and cut down the grove that is by it. Basically, calling upon him to uproot, overthrow his father's religion. and build an altar unto the Lord thy God upon the top of this rock in the ordered place, and take the second bullock, and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the grove which thou shalt cut down. Now watch verse 27. Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants and, what's these next words? Did as the Lord had said unto him. And so it was, because he feared his father's household and the men of the city, that he could not do it by day, that he did it by night. The fact that Gideon did as the Lord had said shows that he was a man who was obedient. And so when I look on Gideon and do as Gideon, what am I going to do? I'm going to do as the Lord has said. If we could just learn that and put that into practice, that'd help us a lot, wouldn't it? To just do what the Lord has said. But also, when I look to Gideon, and I'm trying to do as Gideon, I learn that I need to be a person who worships the Lord. In Judges chapter 7, the Bible says in verse 15, and it was so when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof, that he worshipped. If you do like Gideon, what are you going to do? You're going to worship, aren't you? He set that example in his life. The Bible teaches me to be a worshiper of God. One of the great privileges I have as a child of God is to worship God in spirit and in truth. John 4 and verse 24. In Acts 2 and verse 42, it is said of those who gladly received his word and were baptized, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And in Hebrews 2 and verse 12, in the midst of the church, he said, "Will I sing praises unto thee?" That's worship. If folks did like you, would they worship? If you were to do like Gideon, you'd be found worshiping. But also, as you think about do like Gideon, do a leadership. Be a leader. You can't read about this man and not be impressed with his leadership qualities. You know, verses 15 through 25 show this man taking the lead as Lord appointed. The Lord had delivered into his hand the host of Midian, and he divided the 300 men into three companies, put a trumpet in every man's hands with empty pitchers, and he said, "When I blow the trumpet and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpets also on every side of all the camp, and say, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon." So Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came under the outside of the camp. Here's a man who went before the people in a position of leadership. We need men like that today, don't we? Who are men of leadership. In the book of Acts 14 and verse 23, I find where God has set men in that capacity in the church. Acts 14, 23, "And when they had ordained elders in every church." Elders are God's appointed leaders. They're to take the rule. In fact, in 1 Timothy 5, Paul said, "Elders that rule well." The word rule suggests to lead. And so elders are God's appointed leaders. In 1 Timothy chapter 3 and in Titus chapter 1, we have their qualifications. And the qualifications are such that they make these men leaders. Blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride he fall into condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall under reproach and the snare of the devil. And so when you look on Gideon and do likewise, you're going to be a leader. We need more leaders today. We need more men who are interested in stepping up in that position, having the desire, and that starts at an early age. It affects who you marry and how you raise your children, doesn't it? That's important. Don't wait till you're married and your children are raised and think, I think now I'm going to start thinking about being an elder. Maybe you ought to start thinking about that sooner. What do you think? Working toward that. And find you a wife that's going to help you to be qualified to do that. And train up your children the way they should go and bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Be a leader. But also, as I think about this statement when Gideon said, look on me and do likewise. And we're appealing to do like Gideon. Appeal to us to be example setters. I like how he said that. Judges 7:17. It's worthy of underscoring. When he said, look on me and do likewise. As I do, so shall ye do. You know why we're able to have this topic, do like Gideon? Not because of what he said. Not because he said what he did, but because of what he did. That's the appeal. Do like Gideon. He set such an example that he could say to all these folks who were around him, look on me and do likewise. He did not say, as I say, so shall ye do. But so shall ye do as I do. There's a difference. Some people have this idea, do what I say. Here's the quality of a great leader, is one who doesn't take that mentality. I just sit here and tell you what to do and you do as I say. Some people are like that. They want to tell everybody else what to do. But he said, as I do, so shall you do. That's a good example. We need fathers like that in the home who can say to their sons, as I do, so shall you do. Some fathers want to just sit down and tell their sons, do this, do that, do this, and don't do it themselves. That's not a good example, is it? Don't do as I say now, but do as I. Or don't do as I do, but do as I say. Kind of thing. We need mothers as well who can say to their daughters, do as I do. If a young lady did as you do, what would she be doing? If a young fella did as you do, what would he be doing? We need folks in the church who can say to those who live about them, do as I do. That's like Paul, who when he wrote the church at Corinth, he said, be ye followers of me. What's the rest of that? As I follow Christ. You see, to be able to set a good example before other people, we need to live the kind of life that others can look on us and do likewise. And if they did what we do, what would they be doing? What would they be doing? What would their life be like? Would it... If they looked on you and did likewise, would they be lying or would they have put away lying? Ephesians 4:25. Would they be angry or be angry and sin not? Would they steal or would they steal no more? Working with their hands, a thing which is good. Would they have corrupt communication proceeding out of their mouth or that which is good? What would they be doing with their mouth? Would they be bitter? Some people are bitter. Look on me and do likewise. Would they be bitter? And wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking? Or would that be put away? Would they be kind, tender-hearted, forgiving? Ephesians 4:22-32 talks about putting off the old man, putting on the new man. If they did what you do, what would they be doing? Would they be the old man or the new man? Be an example setter. But as I looked to Gideon, he said, look on me and do likewise. That's where all this comes from. Judges 7:17. Do like Gideon. And keep your place. He was a place keeper, wasn't he? You remember in Judges 7:19, Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came unto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch. And they had but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets, break the pitchers that were in the hands, and the three companies blew the trumpets, break the pitchers, held the lamps in their left hands, and the trumpets in their right hands to blow withal. And they cried, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon, and this is the key to their success. When in verse 21, the Bible says, they stood every man in his place round about the camp. Gideon kept his place. He knew his place. He got in his place and he stayed put. That's what I need to do. Too many people get out of their place. Husbands, wives, children have a place in the home, don't they? And we need to know what our place is and get in our place and stay put. He knew it was not his place to rule over the people. God didn't raise him up to do that. And so when the men of Israel in chapter 8 and verse 22 came to Gideon and said, rule thou over us. He started picking out the crown, didn't he? Here, why don't you measure my head for that crown? Here's the jewels I want in that. No. Some people would have been drilling at the mouth, wouldn't they? Can't wait to get my hands on that crown. Gideon said, I will not rule over you, verse 23. Neither shall my son rule over you. Why? The Lord shall rule over you. It wasn't his place to do that. He kept his place. And I need to know what my place is. And you need to know yours as well. But also, one other point. Look on me and do likewise, he said. Let's do like Gideon. And make peace. Do what will result in what's said here in Judges 8:28. Thus was Midian subdued before the children of Israel, so that they lifted up their heads no more. And the Bible says the country was in quietness. If you'd been Gideon, would the country have been in quietness in your days? What does that tell you? He was a peaceable person. He was one who promoted peace and quietness. Some people are agitators, aren't they? As long as they're around, what are they doing? Having everything in a state of turmoil. Got people all stirred up. I don't like that. I like peace and quiet, don't you? You know, Proverbs 6 and verse 19 says, the Lord hates a sower of discord among brethren. And some people are good at that, sowing discord. Every time I think about that, I think about the song, Sowing the Seed of the Kingdom. And if you and I busy ourselves in sowing kingdom seed, we won't have any time to sow seeds of discord. Some people have too much time on their hands. Maybe they need some wheat to thresh. We got machinery that does that today. Think about doing that by hand. Beating the wheat. Would you have anything to eat if you had to beat the wheat? Or would you go hungry? Some people have too much time on their hands and maybe they need to go back to beating wheat. Threshing wheat by hand. Give them something to do. If they had something to do, they wouldn't have time to sow discord or cause division. Paul said those that do that need to be marked and avoided. Romans 6:17. The Lord said, blessed are those that are peacemakers. Remember that? Matthew chapter 5 and verse 9. He said, follow after the things which make for peace. Romans 14 and in verse 19. And when he wrote the Ephesians in chapter 4 and verse 3, he said, endeavoring to keep what? The unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. I have always been impressed with Gideon of old. He's one of my favorite judges. One of my favorite stories. Judges 5 through 7, when the Lord chose him to bring deliverance to his people. And those famous words gone down in the annals of divine history, Judges 7:17. When he said, look on me and do likewise. As I do, so shall ye do. And thus our appeal this afternoon. Do like Gideon. Possible that there's one or more who's not yet become a child of God, a Christian. Would you do like Gideon to do as the Lord said? The Lord said, he that believeth is baptized should be saved. Mark 16:16. Saul said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Acts 9:6. He had the disposition that whatever the Lord would tell him to do, he'd do it. He said, rise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Ananias, a certain disciple, said, and now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins. Acts 22:16. And he did so, didn't he? Acts 9:18. Immediately, he was baptized. We need folks today who, when the Lord says to rise and be baptized, we'll do so. We stand ready to help you do so. If you'll come believing with all of your heart, repenting of your sins, to confess your faith, we'll be happy to baptize you into Christ for the remission of your sins. Maybe you've done that, but you've not been faithful in doing what the Lord says. You've not been setting the proper example. You get to looking at your life and comparing that to Gideon, and you couldn't say to others, look on me and do likewise. But you know what? When you have the courage to say, I have sinned, and you make your life right with God, and henceforth you live in such a way as to bring glory to God, you can tell others, look on me and do likewise. May our lives be the kind that we can say to others like Gideon. And others can say and make that appeal, as we are doing today with Gideon. Do like and put your name there. Or you could say like Paul, be a follower of me as I am a follower of Christ. That's what the Bible makes us. Jesus said, ye are the light of the world, the salt of the earth. Paul said to Timothy, be an example of the believers. He said, you are our epistle. Appreciate the kind way that you've listened. And if we can assist you in making your life right in some way with the Lord, won't you come now while we stand, while we sing the song.